5 o'clock. Due to an industrial dispute, we only heard part of the timey kangaroo down this morning. Access radio is also not on. We haven't got access to access radio this morning. That was my message to the budget. And now, for more news, here's Judy Collins. Well, they didn't hear that bit, folks, so I've tried again. Access radio is not on this morning due to industrial trouble. And that was all the kerfuffle just before the time signal. Still, we've joined the wires together, and here's my message to the budget.
Buddy, can you spare a dime?
As I thought you might have missed it the first time, it's 1 past 5 the time. It's a sort of a in-between morning in Melbourne. Bits of drizzle and bits of non-drizzle. But I'll give you the official weather forecast, if industrial trouble doesn't stop me getting it. And it's Fire Prevention Week, folks.
Boy Central, Monday morning red. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors, 25 sacks of hay. On the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee. Rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains.
Baby gone 500 miles when the race is run. I got a real nut on the phone. He needs his head taken off, and I'll take it off for him any time now. There are some queer ones around, I tell you. I know what they need. I know what they need. Oh, and I'd give it to them. I'd give it to them. Oh, I really would give it to them. It's 5:30 past 5 the time. Of course, what they... they spoil it for all other phone users because I just wouldn't answer the phone anymore, you see. So if you think you're annoying me, mate, or miss, or whatever your name is, you're not.
I'm not a bit annoyed.
Off with their heads. But that's dangerous thing you're doing there if you're a little boy, because harm could come to you, young fellow, like that. Especially if I get hold of you. 5:30 past 5. This is White Wings Cake Mix. It's 5:09, and that was Wings. With a little bit of a song there, they're coming out here later this year, and I'll tell you all about it when I get my ticket.
Thank you.
Pleasant lilting sound from Judy Collins. We don't have access to Access Radio this morning because, or you won't have access to it because of industrial trouble. We got him tied up and locked up in a back room, you see, and we'll let him go later. If you're a nut ringing, go and take a hot bath, will you? 5:12. It's 5:15, and weather forecast. It's all right, I'm just reading a letter from Mrs. Rawley, spelt Rahilly, of Parkdale, and putting names of the nippers, Brendan and Jacqueline, into the birthday book. Rawley, Rahilly, Rahilly. An elegant name indeed. But I should imagine, Mrs. Rawley, that you would get a Rahilly quite often down at the corner shop, would you not? It's 5:16 the time. When I was in Pune, I said to this Pakashar, I said, look, fella, we're going out pig sticking. And he said to me, well, here's a pig sticker,
Let us go and do something about it. I said, will you put the apple sauce on? And he said, yes, how many do you want? I said, oh, I'll have three with crackling. Oh, and we finished up with pig sticking with crackling and apple sauce. I tell you, it was pucker, sir. Oh, very pucker.
It's 16 past five. If you like ringing telephones, you might as well desist. I'm not going to answer that phone. I don't speak with idiots. Idiots and rebels, they're not for me. Too much of one myself. Two idiots don't mix. 17 past five. Ring the supervisor if you wish to speak to me. Or the manager. Or the fire brigade. No, don't ring them. They've got enough to do without nuts on the phone. 17 past five.
Thank you. Right in the middle of a sneeze there. Sorry. 5:22. We're listening to Judy Collins. And a very nice tune. No Access Radio this morning. Cause of strife. Fighting in the studios, folks. It's 5:22. It's the laugh and all the game. Judy Collins. I might play you Duke if you're good. Daylight saving starts on October the 26th, by the way. Yeah, we down, Artie. More radio if we are. Ah, it's all right for you lot, you 9-to-5ers. But you get up at 4 and save daylight. Who wants to save it? I'm glad when it gets dark. You do most of the things I want to do in the dark. Showers 17, clearing to showers 17. That's the forecast. Showers clearing to showers. It was 11 o'clock at 4 degrees. I mean, it was 11 degrees at 4. Probably about 10 now. No, I think it's about 11 still. 17 degrees, the max forecast today, and showers. And daylight saving starts on October the 26th. Not long to go. What? The weekend, isn't it? Sporting highlights of the day is Parliament. House of Representatives will be sitting. Pardon me. Oh, dear. Pipe clearing this morning. And we'll be broadcasting him at 2:15 this afternoon. 3LO will carry a direct broadcast of proceedings in the House from 2:30 this arvo. And, you never know your luck. Something exciting might happen. Probably will. Revelations. 5:26.
didn't know the man himself, even though his music filled my life, as it has so many others. I knew that he had died that week, after fighting death a year or more. But I had had a rule before, that funerals were a waste of flowers. Stood around the church, 10,000 people there, they say, or more. Black and white and rich and poor, together they were there to say farewell. In New York City it had rained that day, the streets were silver and the sky was gray. In the church the music sang, seemed to fill the air with shining sun. The man was a hero. He played the music of our souls. He knew that we all have in us a place where beauty always
dead, Duke Ellington, and that was Judy Collins' tribute to him. Tribute to Sydney up there is whether they've looked at their watch or not, whether they've wound it even at this time of the morning. Sometimes a moot point. We'll soon find out. 5:30.
The news in brief, read by Jeff Gately.
Hooray!
The political manoeuvring continues today when Parliament meets. Bill.
Great deal of interest in our test record this morning. Just in case there is, it was Midnight String Quartet and Rhapsodies for Young Lovers. And Rhapsody for Young Lover at this time of the morning should be bacon and eggs. If he's made of the right stuff. It's all right. Still doing pipe work. Oh, dear. 27.5 to 6 on Tuesday morning, the 21st of the October. November's coming up soon, isn't it? And a holiday time for me. I've got another couple of weeks, the end of November. Actually, it's the beginning of December this time. 30th of November, 2 weeks. My final 2 weeks for the year.
He's always on leave, that bloke. Where does he work? I don't know.
Get out of it. It's 27 to 6. No flashes on the blower again.
achieves them. She said, take me, take me, take me, innocent Kilda Road tram. I said, my darling, it's a bit drafty.
It's 24 to 6. Now, I was just reading my Deutsche Welle program. Kurzwellendienst, der Bundesrepublik Deutschland. And they're doing a journey up the Moselle. Well, in Germany, it's called Moselle. And, of course, when it gets to the French side, it's called Moselle. Or in German, as they call it, ein Mosellfahrt. Ein Fahrt in the Moselle. And journey into the Moselle. It's a very pretty region. It's a river, of course, on which the grapes grow. Flows into the Rhine, the Moselle. Mm-hmm. Yes. It reminds me of my young time, when I tripped among the vines off the Mosellfahrt, mein Freund. Pathfinders. They were. Do you remember the British Pathfinders? And the Germans used to call them Pfadfinder. Well, that's what they were, isn't it? They used to find the path. And it's, what are you laughing at, you lot? I don't know. That's linguistics. 22 and a half minutes to six is the time. And that little bit of Man with the Lonely Heart from Chai. Oh, the red flash is on the phone again. Flash away, mate. Flash away until you're red in the earlobes. Number the Lonely Heart. Franti and Tyker. We're going to have some more of that lot. Not that particular one. We're going to have some Mendelssohn, some Chopin, some and if we're lucky, some Schreierzad. I thought you'd like it. 22 to 6. to six. Oh, yes, we'll have another basin of that in a moment. I have a song in between. Famous places for famous fruits. Raspberries of Great Britain. Raspberries to you, too. Avocado, Mexico, so they say. In Japan, loquat. Fig, Turkey. Mango, Suriname. That's Dutch, you know, the tip of South America there. You know, Papillon and all that? Well, he was the French one, but Guinea. French Guinea. Guyana, as it used to be. Suriname. Recently got independence, or will get it very soon. Peach, Argentina. Rambutan, Indonesia. Strawberry. The Federal Republic of Deutschland is famous for those, but Australia is gradually taking over. Especially around Melbourne town. You know, the hills. The hills are aglow with the taste of strawberries. Well, I did a film. It's the only reason I know. I did a commentary for a German film one not long ago. I do a lot of bilingual stuff. Oh, it was a clever fellow, Evans, you know. And this went to Berlin. And the film went to Berlin, and it was all about strawberries around Melbourne. It was done for officially for the Department of Agriculture. But it won a prize, or it won a recommendation. I think it recommended that the commentary should be scrubbed, but the film was all right. Something like that, anyway. Pineapple, Colombia. Grapefruit, USA. Olive, Iran. Date, Saudi Arabia. Banana, Ecuador, of all places. Islanders are nipped that the only true bananas came from the Canary Islands. All the rest were plantains, but the little tiny ones from the Canary Islands are the true bananas, I was told. Little tiny sweet ones, they are. What's a passiflora? Comes from Kenya, as we used to know it, Kenya. Let's call it Kenya now, in respect to the Kenyans. Passiflora, and it looks like a passion fruit. Is it a passion fruit, passiflora? Looks very much like it. Cashew, India. Nuts, of course, to you. Grapes, France. Well, there you are. Famous fruits. Countries famous for them. Just thought I'd mention it. My main interest is the passiflora, because I'm sure it's a passion fruit. Looks damn like it. I tell you, when they don't mention it, it's absolutely delicious. I think it grows up in North Queensland. It doesn't get down here in its fresh state because of fruit fly, but you can pick it up in cans, South African usually. It's a very popular fruit there. It's lovely in salads. It's not much used, but it should be used more often. And it's a thing called a guava. Have you ever heard of guava? Oh, mon ami, have you ever tasted guava? It is a lovely guava fruit. I believe we grow them up north, but I wouldn't swear to that. But I know it's something to do with fruit fly, the reason we don't get them down here in the fresh state. But you can buy them in tins, cost a fortune. Guavas. It's nearly a quarter to six. Just thought I'd let you know. You know, a bit of culinary advice there. Oh, I never know when it'll come in handy. You might be writing for a women's magazine any time. Evans. Oh, thanks. pum 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 pum. Yeah, let him follow suit at Kamikaze. It's 13 to 6. Kamikaze. That's what I call a Japan-oriented school of music to which mein kleine Tochter Neva goes.
What?
And I always say to her, "You going to Kamikaze this morning?"
Well, it's
and she says, "Yes, honorable dad." And hits me with a soup ladle. 12 and a half to 6.
Everyone's happy.
Right. I tell you what, let's bung a song in, to sort of quote the classics. Let's bung a song in between, shall we? 98.4, under the old scale. About 36, isn't it? Centigrade.
Hey, what didn't you hear what I said?
Well, we've got great efficiency now. The teleprinter installed broadcast house. We have the capital city forecast, or at least the main city forecast, for Tuesday the 21st. And it comes through with a rat-a-tat-a-tat. Darwin, thundery showers, max 33. Perth, fine 20. Adelaide, fine 20. And Sydney, sunny periods and windy, 25. Brisbane, late thunderstorms, 27. And Canberra, some showers, 17. There are a few showers there too, aren't there? Quite a few. How about a shower or two, 13. And Melbourne, that's us, of course, showers followed by showers followed by showers with a max of 17. It's about 11 degrees at the moment. Hope you don't mind the order changing, but we can accommodate the teleprinter. That'll make things life easier for us, won't they? Oh, the flash is on the phone again. The red flash. I wonder if it's a sensible one. Let's find out. Are you a sensible call? We've got ringing bells this time. Oh, hang on a minute. Silence is broken. Automatic voice, so. Oh, I've made some fellow terribly happy. Had a nut on the phone all the morning. And he's just had a heart seizure or something. Hey, BTH. Fine, Henry. This is sort of automatic. Listen. I hope he doesn't swear. Charlie the Tuttle. Oh, dear, we do get him. People wonder why... People wonder why I don't answer the telephone in the morning. Now they know. I get all the nuts in the world on it. So if you want to ring me in the morning, you've had it. Actually, I'd like to see that telephone taken out of the studio. I don't know why it was put in here. Some of the people in the daytime, of course, can't live without the telephone, for some reason or other. But I could very well do without it, because the type of calls I get, well, that was a sample of one of them. That one's been on since 4 o'clock this morning. So if you're trying to ring me and I don't answer the phone and you think I'm a son of a so-and-so, you're entitled to think that. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, folks. I can't abide idiots, and that's why I don't pick up the phone. And I know you are, of course, quite sensible and very charming, but... the others, horrible. 6:29. Didn't you like the end? Well, I cut it off, so I thought I'd play it for you again. Well, somebody said you cut off the end, Evans. I said, not on your life. I'm going to play it later. 6:29.
See you. precious moments. Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night through? When will I see you? When will our hearts beat together? Are we in love or just friends? Is this my beginning or is this the end? When will I see you again? When will I see you again?
It's 28-7. When will I see you again? That was Johnny Mathis in the main theme from Benjamin Hall. His Bruce Smeaton is mounting the horse with his gang, and they're galloping up the road, guns blazing. Showers 17 at the Melbourne forecast. Let's have an item, shall we? Item. Little but memories remain of the bustling Cockney character of the Elephant and Castle as its oldest shopkeeper retires next month. Mark Rose, the man who has pierced 100,000 ears... Ears? What's yours? Ears. Supplied an equally impressive number of London lovers with engagement and wedding rings, repaired Baroness Serotto's brooches, and sold two Timex watches to Eric Morley, is sad that it's all over. Busy fella. 27 minutes to 7. Here's another one. Visitors to Honington have difficulty in finding a public lavatory, and they often never discover that the town has a swimming pool, said Mr. Pat Allen at a meeting of Honington Town Council. Break for tea. Motion carried. 27 to 7.